In 1833, English audiences were shocked to see an African-American man play the role of Shakespeare's Othello. Ira Aldridge was London's first African-American Othello and is the subject of the play Red Velvet by Lolita Chakrabarty. Shirley Bassfield Dunlap, director of Red Velvet at Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, tells us about Aldridge. Dunlap is associate professor and the theater coordinator at Morgan State University.
Red Velvet shines a light on the life of a 19th century superstar. His name was Ira Aldridge, and during the mid-1800s, he was among the most recognized actors in all of Europe. Yet today, few know his name. In 1833, Aldridge made history as the first black man to play Othello on the London stage. Aldridge earned his reputation performing Shakespeare's leading roles. Aside from Othello, he also played King Lear, Macbeth, and Shylock. In London, Dublin, Kiev, Warsaw, and beyond, he was heralded for brilliant, dignified, and charismatic portrayals delivered with a commanding voice. At the same time, Aldridge also endured spirit-crushing frustration due to discrimination and slavery's hold in England. According to biographer Bernd Lenfors, Aldridge was an early example of an expatriate artist seeking opportunity in Europe that was denied him back home, the segregated New York of the 1820s. As a young man, he performed with the African Company, an all-black theater group, but when they produced Shakespeare's work, they were harassed by white competitors. He moved to England and began performing in the provinces. He stood for talent outweighing restrictions of class and race, someone who refused to accept the cards he was dealt and who reflected the infinite possibilities of an open and fair society, wrote the Red Velvet playwright Lolita Chakrabarty in the theater industry magazine Breaking Character. Aldridge achieved a landmark in British theater history when he played Othello at London's prominent Theater Royal, Covent Garden. At that time, and for decades after, Shakespeare's noble and tragic Moor had been performed by white actors wearing dark makeup. The sight of a black man playing opposite Desdemona shocked and enraged many. In the same year Aldridge debuted as Othello, the British were debating whether to abolish slavery. Aldridge often closed his public engagements with a poem, song, or direct address advocating for abolition. His Americanisms, his lack of academy training, and his physical appearance became targets for those who would politicize his West End debut. Audiences cheered when he performed, but London's theater critics viciously pilloried him. "To say he was a pioneer and a revolutionary does not do Aldridge justice," wrote Chris Jones, a Chicago Tribune theater critic, after seeing Red Velvet. Quote, "Like all revolutionaries, he was forced to pay a price." Aldridge persisted to become an international sensation. He died in Poland in 1867 before his first scheduled U.S. tour. In 2017, institutions in Poland and England commemorated the 150th anniversary of Aldridge's death. Researcher and Professor Tony Howard of the University of Warwick told the blog at Shakespeare's Globe, "His tragedy was that so soon after his death, he was written out of history. His triumph is that all over the world, he is being written back in now with a vengeance."
Red Velvet runs from February 2nd through 25th at Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. To learn more about the production, visit ChesapeakeShakespeare.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.